Outside in the rain was a bedraggled creature.
"Hello," said the creature. "I'm a sailor. My boat has been washed ashore in the storm. Can I come in?"
"No," said the Snorg. "Snorgs don't have visitors."
"But you've got such a lovely house," said the sailor, and he marched right in. He sat down in the Snorg's chair and warmed his toes by the fire. The Snorg harrumphed and went and sat in the bath.
"Samphire soup," said the sailor. "May I?"
"Snorgs don't share soup," said the Snorg.
But the sailor had already helped himself.
"Delicious," he said.
"I'm on an adventure," said the sailor. "Do you want to hear about it?"
"No, thank you," said the Snorg. "Snorgs don't like adventures."
But the sailor told him anyway. The Snorg pretended not to listen. Within stood a tall old man, clean-shaven save for a long white moustache, and clad in black from head to foot, without a single speck of colour about him anywhere. He held in his hand an antique silver lamp, in which the flame burned without chimney or globe of any kind, throwing long quivering shadows as it flickered in the draught of the open door. The old man motioned me in with his right hand, with a courtly gesture, saying in excellent English, but with a strange intonation, "I am Dracula, and I bid you welcome."
Plop, plop, plop. "What's that noise?" asked Winnie.
"It was the rain. It was coming through the roof."
"Oh no," said Winnie. "The rain will ruin my new computer. I need the roof repair spell."
But she couldn't find her book of spells or her magic wand anywhere.
"Oh, where are they?"
she cried as the rain plopped down. At last she found them. She waved her wand 7 times at the roof and shouted,
"Abracadabra."
The roof stopped leaking.
"Thank goodness," Winnie said.
Then she had a wonderful idea.
"If I scan all my spells into the computer," she said, "I won't need my book of spells anymore. I won't need to wave my magic wand. I'll just use the computer. One click will do the trick."